Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Sunday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Alleluia. The stone was rolled back from the entrance to the tomb. Alleluia.
Alleluia. The stone was rolled back from the entrance to the tomb. Alleluia.
Happy indeed is the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor lingers in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of scorners, but whose delight is the law of the Lord, and who ponders his law day and night.
He is like a tree that is planted beside the flowing waters, that yields its fruit in due season, and whose leaves shall never fade, and all that he does shall prosper. Not so are the wicked, not so.
For they, like winnowed chaff, shall be driven away by the wind. When the wicked are judged, they shall not stand, nor find room among those who are just. For the Lord guards the way of the just, but the way of the wicked leads to doom.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you are the fullness of life, of holiness, and of joy. Fill our day and night with the love of your wisdom, that we may bear fruit in the beauty of holiness like a tree watered by running streams.
Alleluia! The stone was rolled back from the entrance to the tomb. Alleluia!
Alleluia! Woman, who is it you are looking for? Why do you seek the living among the dead? Alleluia!
Alleluia!
Woman, who is it you are looking for?
Why do you seek the living among the dead?
Alleluia!
Why this tumult among nations, among peoples, this useless murmuring? They arise, the kings of the earth. Princes plot against the Lord and his anointed. Come, let us break their fetters. Come, let us cast off their yoke.
He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord is laughing them to scorn. Then he will speak in his anger. His rage will strike them with terror. It is I who have set up my king on Zion, my holy mountain.
I will announce the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, "You are my son. It is I who have begotten you this day. Ask, and I shall bequeath you the nations, put the ends of the earth in your possession. With a rod of iron you will break them, shatter them like a potter's jar."
Now, O kings, understand, take warning, rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with awe and trembling. Pay him your homage, lest he be angry and you perish. For suddenly his anger will blaze.
Blessed are they who put their trust in God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, you gave the peoples of the world as the inheritance of your only Son. You crowned him as King of Zion, your holy city, and gave him your church to be his bride. As he proclaims the law of your eternal kingdom, may we serve him faithfully and so share his royal power forever.
Alleluia!
Woman,
who is it you are looking for?
Why do you seek the living among the dead?
Alleluia!
Alleluia! Do not weep, Mary. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Do not weep, Mary. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia.
How many are my foes, O Lord? How many are rising up against me? How many are saying about me, "There is no help for him in God"?
But you, Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, who lift up my head. I cry aloud to the Lord. He answers from his holy mountain.
I lie down to rest and I sleep. I wake, for the Lord upholds me. I will not fear even thousands of people who are ranged on every side against me.
Arise, Lord, save me, my God. You who strike all my foes on the mouth, you who break the teeth of the wicked. O Lord of salvation, bless your people.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, you heard the cry of your Son when he was oppressed, and saved him from the sleep of death. Arise, Lord, help your church. Be its shield so that it may hold up its head and radiate the glory of the resurrection.
Alleluia! Do not weep, Mary. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia!
My whole body rejoices. Alleluia.
With all my strength, I will praise my God. Alleluia.
From the Book of Revelation. A powerful angel picked up a stone like a huge millstone and hurled it into the sea and said, Babylon, the great city, shall be cast down like this with violence and never more be found. No tunes of harpists and minstrels, of flutists and trumpeters shall ever again be heard in you. No craftsman in any trade shall ever again be found in you. No sound of the millstone shall ever again be heard in you. No light from a burning lamp shall ever again be seen in you. No voices of bride and groom shall ever again be heard in you. Because your merchants were the world's nobility, you led all nations astray by your sorcery. In her was found the blood of prophets and saints, of all who were slain on the earth. After this, I heard what sounded like the loud song of a great assembly in heaven. They were singing, Alleluia! Salvation, glory, and might belong to our God, for his judgments are true and just. He has condemned the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her harlotry. He has avenged the blood of his servants, which was shed by her hand. Once more they sang, Alleluia! And as the smoke began to rise from her forever and ever, the 24 elders and the 4 living creatures fell down and worshipped God seated on the throne and sang, Amen, Alleluia! A voice coming from the throne cried out, Praise our God, all you his servants, the small and the great, who revere him. Then I heard what sounded like the shouts of a great crowd, or the roaring of the deep, or mighty peals of thunder as they cried, Alleluia, the Lord is King, our God the Almighty. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For this is the wedding day of the Lamb. His bride has prepared herself for the wedding. She has been given a dress to wear made of finest linen, brilliant white. The linen dress is the virtuous steeds of God's saints. Then the angel said to me, write this down. Happy are they who have been invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb. The angel continued, these words are true. They come from God. I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, no, get up. I am merely a fellow servant with you and your brothers who give witness to Jesus. Worship God alone. The prophetic spirit proves itself by witnessing to Jesus. The word of the Lord.
I heard a voice from heaven like the roar of mighty thunder. The Lord our God reigns forever.
Now the salvation and power and authority of Christ have come. Alleluia.
A voice from the throne proclaimed, praise God, all you saints. Praise him, all you who revere him, both great and small.
Now the salvation and power and authority of Christ have come. Alleluia.
From a sermon by Saint Maximus of Turin, Bishop. Christ is risen. He has burst open the gates of hell and led the dead go free. He has renewed the earth
through the members of his church, now born again in baptism, and has made it blossom afresh with men brought back to life. His Holy Spirit has unlocked the doors of heaven, which stand wide open to receive those who rise up from the earth. Because of Christ's resurrection, the thief ascends to paradise. The bodies of the blessed enter the holy city, and the dead are restored to the company of the living. There is an upward movement in the whole of creation, each element rising itself to something higher. We see hell restoring its victims to the upper regions, earth sending its buried dead to heaven, and heaven presenting the new arrivals to the Lord. In one and the same movement, our Savior's passion raises men from the depths, lifts them up from the earth, and sets them in the heights. Christ is risen. His rising brings life to the dead, forgiveness to sinners, and glory to the saints. And so David the prophet summons all creation to join in celebrating the Easter festival. "Rejoice and be glad," he cries, "on this day which the Lord has made." The light of Christ is an endless day that knows no night. Christ is this day, says the apostle. Such is the meaning of his words. Night is almost over. Day is at hand. He tells us that night is almost over, not that it is about to fall. By this, we are meant to understand that the coming of Christ's light puts Satan's darkness to flight, leaving no place for any shadow of sin. His everlasting radiance dispels the dark clouds of the past and checks the hidden growth of vice. The sun is that day to whom the day, which is the Father, communicates the mystery of his divinity. He is the day who says through the mouth of Solomon, "I have caused an unfailing light to rise in heaven." And as in heaven no night can follow day, so no sin can overshadow the justice of Christ. The celestial day is perpetually bright and shining with brilliant light. Clouds can never darken its skies. In the same way, the light of Christ is eternally glowing with luminous radiance and can never be extinguished by the darkness of sin. This is why John the Evangelist says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never been able to overpower it." And so, my brothers, each of us ought surely to rejoice on this holy day. Let no one, conscious of his sinfulness, withdraw from our common celebration, nor let anyone be kept away from our public prayer by the burden of his guilt. Sinner he may indeed be, but he must not despair of pardon on this day, which is so highly privileged. For if a thief could receive the grace of paradise, how could a Christian be refused forgiveness?
The Lord in all his beauty has been raised above the stars, and his splendor shines forth among the clouds of heaven.
Where his name shall be praised forever. Alleluia.
From the heights of heaven he goes forth, and to those heights he returns.
Where his name shall be praised forever. Alleluia.
You are God, we praise you. Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the holy church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy.
For we place our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope.
And we shall never hope in vain.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, constantly accomplish the paschal mystery within us, that those you were pleased to make new in holy baptism may, under your protective care, bear much fruit and come to the joys of life eternal. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.